sense of security. But the problem is that you never know. You never know if it was enough. And so you continually offered these sacrifices, and those sacrifices would get incrementally more intense in order to feel like you were at least worthy of the God's respect. And it was this vicious cycle of always sacrificing and never really knowing if it was enough. And so the council says, be careful. Guard yourselves from this type of thinking. Be careful that you're not engaging in sacrificing to idols. Think about what you're doing. See, the principle, and it's how you and I will be strengthened and grow as well. See, when you and I are willing to be honest, and willing to examine what we're doing, what may or may not be an idol in our lives, that's when we grow and are strengthened, you see. But how do we tell if we're sacrificing to idols? We don't bring bulls up onto the altar here, onto the pulpit, and slaughter them, like Branson's idea last week. We don't do that. But we need to examine and be honest about what we are trying to get our security from. What do you go after to give you a sense of life, of meaning, of security? Maybe it's your career and your job, and you've just been giving everything that you have to it because you can get, if you can just get ahead, and then you'll have some peace. But now you're trapped in this cycle, and you can't get out of it, and it keeps demanding more and more of you, and so you keep on giving. But maybe it's your family. And you're just giving everything that you can to please everyone so that life will actually wind up smoother. Or maybe it's relationships. If I could just find the perfect person. And so you pour yourself into finding that person that will ultimately satisfy you. Maybe it's reputation or prestige. If people could just see me as super smart or wise. So I just pour myself into podcasts and books and forums, and I study and I study. And maybe then I'll be noticed. Maybe then I'll be good. Or maybe it's something that we all long for. Maybe it's acceptance. I just need people to look at me as a good person. I just need people to be proud of me. I just need people to tell me that I'm okay. And so you serve and you give and you pour yourself into ministries and volunteering opportunities, because if you can get just one more compliment, it'll just keep you going. And it never really satisfies, does it? And it never really gives you life. It's just never enough. See, we don't kill animals, but we still offer sacrifices to idols that will never, ever secure us. Is it possible that you are sacrificing to an idol of your career or of your family or of beauty or of acceptance? And you're doing all sorts of things, and you're serving in all sorts of areas, and it's never satisfying you. Are you carefully guarding yourself from trusting other things apart from the God of the universe for your security and your life and your joy? See, if you and I want to grow and to be strengthened, we must be willing to deeply examine ourselves, to carefully guard our heart's allegiance. You don't strengthen yourself with simple, light workouts. You don't strengthen your coffee by watering it down. And you don't strengthen your faith by watering it down with flippant and superficial obedience. You grow when you're willing to dig in and be honest. When you think deeply about what motivates you to do what you're doing. And when you do, you'll begin to see what you may need to cut. Because you may be needing to cut something. You may need to be adding something, but you may need to cut something in order to minister to the needs of others. But there's a third principle that we see that we need to understand in order to really begin to stabilize us as we examine ourselves and are honest about our sin and our idolatry. And that is this. Every Christian will continually affirm the true sacrifice. Every Christian will continually affirm the true sacrifice. Paul's life revolved around the proclamation of the gospel. Everywhere he went, central to everything that he does is this gospel message. It was so central to the church's growth in the early ages. And it's still central to our growth today. See, every Christian is going to grow deeply as they regularly affirm the truth of the gospel. And at the heart of the gospel is the true sacrifice that God Himself made on the cross. You and I are expected to sacrifice. We're expected to give of ourselves, our time, our money, and maybe even a haircut, for the purpose of carrying this gospel message to the places that God has called us. We're also expected to guard ourselves from giving our hearts to idols. But we can only truly begin to do this when we realize over and over, every day, every morning, and every evening, that God has given us His heart. Though you and I are constantly giving our hearts to other gods to try to secure ourselves, this God has given Himself entirely to us. He held back nothing. And He did it. He did it by cutting Himself. He did it by taking the knife of circumcision to Himself. See, on the cross, this God was willing to cut off a part of Himself so that He could win your heart. Timothy was circumcised to reach some Jewish people. But this God looked at you. He looked at you. And He says, I am going to circumcise myself so that I can reach you. So that I can show you my love, so that you can know beyond a shadow of a doubt, so that I can finally get through to you. He experienced the pain physically and emotionally. Now, can you imagine? So often we think of Jesus' pain on the cross, which was absolutely indeed intense, the nails and the rejection and the despair and all of that. Can you imagine watching a beloved child tortured in such agony? He chose to allow Himself to experience that horrifying reality. I cannot fathom the grief of watching a child. The emotional turmoil of that. Yet He cut Himself so that He could show you the magnitude of His love for you. See, if you let it in every day, if you dwell on it, if you continually affirm it, and you remind yourself of the price that he paid so that you could know his love, it begins to consume you. It begins to melt you. You become more and more aware of the ways in your life that you're trying to find that love, that security, and that life in other ways. And you want to rid yourself of it. You want to fight it. You want to cut it out. Not because you need to earn God's love, but because he's given it to you so lavishly. And so you cut things off of yourself. You carve your time for him. You carve your bank account for him, and you sacrifice your comforts because he has. You begin to go deep with others because you see how deep he's gone for you. You find yourself engaging with people and maybe loving people that you might not love otherwise. You find yourself welcoming people into your homes and into your lives and serving people and sharing that gospel message joyfully and regularly. But it will only happen when you continually affirm the true sacrifice. When that sacrifice is constantly in front of you, the truth of the gospel. So let Jesus be your security, moment by moment, so that you can find the courage to offer yourself daily as a living sacrifice. Let's pray.